Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP. This is like family day. So it's John, Jerry, Tony, and Peter.
Right.
Okay,
we're all together today.
Let's get right to the point. Jerry made up. He brought up a wonderful point at the break, which we're going to start with now. And that is, we're talking about, you know, financial exploitation of seniors. But it's not people necessarily only stealing credit cards, stealing identity, etc. It's family members too.
Yeah. We have heard horror stories. Just to back up for a second, Project SAFE stands for Seniors Against Financial Exploitation. Mm-hmm. And the first big event we had was in June of 2014, or maybe 13. It really doesn't make a difference. But we advertised it, and a lot of people came out of the woodwork, unfortunately, with stories about seniors becoming or encountering financial abuse from people close to them. Relatives, caregivers. One of the first calls I had was someone wanted to come. They wanted to find out how they could stop something because she lost her husband. And it's usually an event. It's usually some event, unfortunately, a death or something of people's lives changes, which I'll come back to. And I'll talk to John in a second about that. But for some reason, the niece of this woman talked her into signing over a house. And let's face it, you know, we were mentioning a few minutes ago about how people are vulnerable, and when someone's vulnerable in anything, it could be being taken advantage of because of religion, vanity, money, whatever it is. And when someone, you know, loses someone, it could be a spouse, a parent, whatever it is, if the whole world's upside down, they're most vulnerable. And the people that they trusted for so many years all of a sudden have an opportunity to unfortunately take advantage of them. So we've seen stories like that, not just from caregivers and people close to them, but also the financial professionals they trust in their life. It could be an accountant, an attorney, or a bank. We have another story where a client lost their husband, and I don't know, I'm not so sure if it was being taken advantage of or someone dropped the ball, but a certain bank made transactions with an IRA that resulted in what, maybe an $80,000 tax bill? $180,000 tax bill. We probably don't have enough time to go into a lot of these, but that's why with our clients and even prospective clients, John and I are always saying that if it's a situation with a spouse or a partner, it really would be prudent to have both parties know what's going on. So when they do meet with a financial advisor, an accountant, or anybody, you know, it could be a doctor, an attorney, that both should go together. Because so many times we see one person in the relationship doing the checkbook for 30 years and the other person has no clue. And let's face it, nothing's ever going to happen. And, you know, we don't want to think about the inevitable, but those who prepare and get educated are going to be in the best position when that event does occur.
Just following up on what Peter said, this is a reason to have Tony's number, not Tony's number, but the Attorney General's number, which is 516-248-3301. And what Peter was just talking about is so true. One of the things that I say, when you have a married couple, if everything was good enough while the other spouse was alive, 1 month after the death, there's no reason to be selling everything and buying different things. Maybe a tweak. And there's an oversight that's not taken care of. To wind up with $180,000 in taxes, that's just a disgrace. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And there's places to go. Don't just sit there and accept it. Nowadays, you don't have to accept anything. Hopefully, you came to a program prior to it. But once it happens, you can stop it. And unfortunately, as Jerry was saying, it's family. But you still have to say, listen, I can't let my son or my daughter do this, and I'm going to be out in the street now or something. It's heartbreaking how a sibling
so
can do it.
That's right.
Right. Unfortunately, most of the time, people are comfortable too. Like, I'm sure this woman who signed the house over to the niece, it appeared that there was no reason for her to be uncomfortable doing it. And you know, in my mind, I think that's almost something that's unavoidable. It's like you with someone your whole life, they're taking care of you, then, you know. I mean, I'm sure we all have people in our lives that we trust. And we know, oh, my gosh, that person would never do something like that to me.
Those are just the words, that person would never do something to me.
Right. But, you know,
but that's why you need checks and balances.
Yeah.
You know, even though you think, you know, everybody here today, the four of us, a year from now, we're not going to be the same people we are today for whatever reason. Something's going to happen to you, positive, negative. You're going to be a different person.
So what we're really saying is if a close relative suggests transferring assets, go out and talk to an advisor you've worked with before you do it.
Absolutely.
It may be perfectly appropriate, maybe the smartest thing to do, but get an outside opinion.
Right.
Before. Don't say, well, nephew would never do this to me, or my daughter-in-law would never do this to me.
Right. And then there's a fear of insulting the person you're getting the advice from. So all you have to do is say, listen, I trust you, I understand it, but I'm not comfortable. I need to get my hands around it. I want to get a second opinion.
Right.
And that, yeah, it's very difficult to do something like that. Very difficult.
You know, Project Independence, over the last couple of years, has one particular woman, Ann Margaret Carroza, who's an elder law attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And you've probably met her,
yes,
Jerry, I'm sure.
Right.
You know, that's when you turn around and say, listen, and many of these lawyers will give you a consultation for free. So you can go to an attorney and they'll say, oof, this is a red flag, honey. Why are you doing this? Now, that's the free consultation. Go home. You do what you want. But at least the person has put into your mind, let me think about this. Mm-hmm. And I push this all the time. Not that the senior center community lunch is going to give you legal advice, but when you sit with your friends and they'll say, why are you giving up your house? You're a young woman. Don't do, you know, then you have to listen. Listen to what people say and you wind up going back to an attorney. Or maybe you won't. That's everybody makes their final choice. But at least it's an educated decision. Mm-hmm. And you've listened to a few places, you know.
Right. Worst case scenario, the original suggestion remains the same,
right?
And you did, even person does some due diligence, and you know, at the end, hey, listen, we meet with plenty of people who come to us for second opinions on various. It could be investments, it could be a lot of different things, and you know, we'll spend a couple of hours, go through everything, and say, guess what, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just getting late. Is this the wrong time to give out the phone number again? Could just if anybody wants else to present Project Safe, it's 516-535-3421. Just give me a call and I'll give you all the details how we could come out and present to you.
The important thing too, which you remember, is if you're diagnosed with something serious, you're not taking what the first doctor said 9 out of 10 times. It's like, very good. You know, I had my hip replaced a couple of years ago. I went to 2 different doctors, same x-ray. I mean, 2 different x-rays, but guess what? Second guy said the same thing. This is not changing. That's the end of it. So then you just pick the person you were more comfortable with. But, you know, I wasn't going to have my hip replaced with the first guy saying that pain is because, you know, it needs to be replaced.
Right. It gives you peace of mind that you check and get an objective opinion.
100%.
Right.
You know, going back to peace of mind, earlier, you had said something about checks.
Right. I didn't mention before, if you have an opportunity to have any income that you receive directly deposited into your account, that's the safest way as opposed to getting it in the mail. Because, again, once you get things in the mail can be stolen out of a mailbox. And you don't want that to happen. And I think Social Security now mandates that
it's directly.
About
a year ago, I think
right.
It commenced.
So, and I think, you know, generally government agencies are going that way. So, but if you have anything like a annuity payment that you get, like that sort of thing should be directly a deposit, any income, because you don't want that sitting in a mailbox waiting for you to pick it up. I also wanted to mention that you should subscribe, and I'm sure a lot of people have, to the Do Not Call registry, which will cut out some of these scams being made to you. The number is 1-800-382-1222, and you have to call from every device you want. So if you have a landline, you have to call from that separately from your, and then call from your cell phone. And then finally, you should try to get copies, and you get free copies once a year of your credit reports from each of the 3 major credit reporting bureaus, which are Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. And since there are 3 of them and you get free ones every year, I would suggest stagnating your request every 4 months. So you would ask for one from Experian, then 4 months later from TransUnion, and then the last one from Equifax. So you know you're covered, and make sure you check them. If something doesn't look right, you know, write to the company, write to Equifax or the credit union right away and dispute it.
To go a little further on that, what is that actually for now?
That's for credit reports, your credit reports.
If you have credit cards.
If everyone in the United States has a credit, you know, credit score, credit report from these major credit reporting. And that's what is based on whether you get credit cards, whether you get a mortgage. So that's very, that's almost as important as the you're protecting your identity, protecting your credit rating. And because once, if say someone gets your identity and they start making all these unauthorized purchases or doing other things, you know, in a fraudulent manner with your identity, that can affect your credit scores.
Okay. So you wouldn't see it from a credit card, but you would see that I was using your name and maybe doing something else.
Right. Or if there are any accounts you don't recognize that are not your, then you need to let the credit reporting bureau, you know that. If there's any names on that reporting, that report that you don't recognize as well, you need to do something about that.
Okay. That's important.
That's really important because something can go on for years, you not know it, and then they don't pay a loan or something, and then it affects your credit score.
And that, you say, is absolutely free.
That's absolutely free.
You don't have to subscribe to anything or you just get it.
And right. Does that affect your credit score every time you request it?
No, because you're entitled to one every year. If you are—
A one per agency. That's why you're saying stagger them.
Right.
I get it. Okay, good.
Sorry,
that's really key to understand that because when people are— applying to refinance or whatever, you're constantly told, you know, you don't want to get a mortgage, you don't want to have a credit check because if the more you do it, it's going to lower your credit score. But that's per company per year. That's a huge difference.
And that's actually not totally correct. If you're doing it and they know that you're looking for it to refinance and you're doing it within a finite amount of time, like a month or 2 months, that's okay. It's when you start doing it again 2 months later, they think that you've been denied or you've gotten something really poor, and then you're starting again. So that's when they will affect you because then they're like, well, why do they keep looking for something? That's when
I get you. Okay. Yeah. So showing a periodic, you're recommending that people do.
Right. They expect you to be doing something like that. And if you're doing it all at once, then it looks, you know, legit and that it's, you know, not, it's just part of your life and you're looking for something.
I get you. It's amazing. What you have to be paying attention to now.
You have to be diligent. I think that's really the answer. You just can't go through life with your eyes closed.
Right.
Things are happening or may happen unless you pay attention.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. And the important thing, which I keep going back to, in the town of North Hempstead under Judy Bosworth, this is such a senior-friendly town. And Judy is an advocate for all the seniors. There's so many places to ask a question. That's it. We're not going to solve everything. And even today's show, the purpose of the show is just, it's a red flag. Question something. Call 311. Call the Attorney General's office. Just make a call and say, does this make sense? And the person will send you in the direction of like, it sounds okay. But if you really want to know, check the attorney, check Better Business, check something. Get a second opinion before you go on. But we're going into another break. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1, and we're here with Tony Logue, from the Attorney General's Office, and Peter Janowski from Johnny Montgomery, and my co-host Jerry, and we'll be right back.
Right.